Wednesday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here for the conversation, and a lot of different conversations going on. Whether it's about Keith Ellison and the death of the Me Too movement in Minnesota, scores of newspapers around the country and their coordinated attack on Donald Trump as if it wasn't coordinated already. A great display of groupthink going on in op-eds around the country as if they think that somehow this finally will be what sways America. If we just hate on Donald Trump together all at once and say how awful Donald Trump is, this will be the ticket for him to get run out of town. Nope, sorry. Well, then let's put Omarosa on TV. If we put Omarosa on TV and she talks about Donald Trump being a racist, that'll do it. Nope, that didn't do it. Because you have no credibility. You see, for the newspaper editors of America, please pay attention. When you spend 24 hours a day blasting Donald Trump for everything under the sun, when you give no credit for anything, when you try to say that it was Barack Obama who got the economy into good shape and Donald Trump is just reaping the benefits, you know, the American people and the American voter can smell BS when it's being spread across the front lawn, okay? So when you constantly berate and constantly beat down and constantly attack and malign a single individual and never come up for air, the American people get bored with it. They turn you off. And so just because you stomp your feet more and scream louder and say, but, nobody cares anymore. You can't cry wolf every day. Because people stop coming. They stop listening. They tune you out. Your newspapers go out of business. You have to cut your staff, like the New York Daily News, by 50% because, frankly, nobody cares anymore. And so just because you all band together in some sort of moral whatever you call this mess doesn't mean anybody's listening anymore because they shut you off a long time ago. You see, you have no credibility when you speak from a single hymnal. All of the time, it doesn't work anymore. So the constant attacks on Donald Trump have worn thin, which is why his approval rating stands at 50% today, higher than it's been in a few weeks. The economy doing better than it's done in years. And all of these things happening, and people more interested in results than rhetoric. That's what they're interested in, results, not rhetoric. So, to those in the media who complain about being victims, who complain about being attacked by Donald Trump, don't dish it out if you can't take it, you see? This is a New Yorker. This is a street fighter, a guy who, if he gets punched, he's going to swing back. Sometimes he swings below himself. Sometimes he's punching down. Yes, I realize that. Do I like it? No, not particularly. But I do like the results of many of his policies. I like the fact that the economy's doing better. But punching down, no, I don't like that, but that's just who he is. And for the vast majority of Americans now, they understand that. Whether they like him or hate him, they know that's what he's going to do. He's going to return fire. He can be baited. He can be brought into a street brawl, and he'll fight. And he'll dig his heels in, and he'll go to work. And he will not turn around, and he will not run. So this is what it comes down to. Either there is a tape, is Omarosa says there is. Either there's a tape of the President of the United States using the N-word at some point back during the Apprentice days, or there is not. There's no reason to believe there is a tape at this point. In fact, Mark Burnett at NBC and all sorts of other people say, no, that's just not there. Omarosa's book has been picked apart by people she names in the book. People like the pollster Frank Luntz, who says, I never said any such thing about there being a tape with Donald Trump using racial slurs. And he said Omarosa never even bothered to call, tweet, or text to find out his side of the story. Very shoddy, he said. I think that's being polite. So either there's a tape or there's not. And let me be clear about this. If there is a tape, it's a game changer. If there would happen to be a tape of the president at any time, that could be substantiated, if there was a tape at any time, it would be a game changer. Now, Omarosa did release another tape to NBC saying that here's the conversation. Here's a conversation about the Trump tape and the use of the N-word. But several people, including Katrina Pearson, one of the president's representatives during the campaign, have come out and said, no. This is a edited tape. Also on the tape, Lynn Patton, she says, this is an edited tape. They've conflated two tapes to create one. CBS not telling us what the truth is quite yet. But they have conflated two conversations into a single conversation. Omarosa, mum on that whole controversy as well. All Omarosa is trying to do is make money. And here's how laughable it is. Donald Trump referred to her as a dog in a tweet yesterday. Of course, they all go crazy. That's a racist term. It is? When did dog become a racist term? That's something new? Are cats racist or just dogs? Because Donald Trump has referred to Mitt Romney and Ted Cruz and a host of other lily white people as dogs as well. He said Marco Rubio was sweating like a dog during a debate performance in the run-up to the 2016 election. Is that a racial slur because Marco Rubio is Hispanic? Is that what that, and we just missed it until now? Please. This is how far they're willing to reach. But according to many, Omarosa Manigault Newman lied about the N-word tape. The president tweeting Monday night, I don't have that word in my vocabulary, she made it up. And then in this recording, apparently cobbled together by CBS News, that it seemed that it might back up Omarosa's story that Trump advisors discussed the tape during a 2016 campaign. Katrina Pearson said, no, that's simply not accurate. It has been conflated to make it look that way. That's not what we're dealing with here. Lynn Patton, who worked for Eric Trump and the Trump Organization for years and years, African-American herself, says, this never happened. Jason Miller said, this never happened. And the list goes on and on and on. So it's really down to this. If there is such a tape, it would be a game changer for the Trump administration, for the president himself. He would not recover from it. And if there is no tape, stop talking about it because it's perpetuating a lie. It's one or the other. Either there's a tape or there's not. Put up, or please, Omarosa, for the benefit of all of us, shut up. This part of the program brought to you by the good folks at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Man, if you got tax issues, questions, comments, or concerns, you need to get Chris McClatcher on your team. 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner and find out more. Whether you've got problems with the IRS or the state of Michigan or you don't, or you just have questions, you don't know what to do, go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start Tax banner. Do it now. Fresh Start Tax Solutions. They're there to help you. Michigan people helping Michigan people. We'll be right back.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on. or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of